From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama has rejected a call by Israel that any final nuclear agreement with Iran include a clear and unambiguous Iranian commitment of Israel's right to exist. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had issued the demand Friday while strongly criticizing a framework deal reached by Iran and six world powers. President Obama discussed the issue during an interview Monday with the American news media NPR. He said the notion that we would condition Iran not getting nuclear weapons and a verifiable deal in Iran is recognizing Israel is really akin to saying that we won't sign a deal unless the nature of the Iranian regime completely transforms. You can read more details on his comments at voanews.com. The UN Security Council Monday called for the evacuation and protection of 18,000 Palestinian refugees trapped in a camp under siege by Islamic State fighters near Damascus. Chris Gunness is a spokesman for the UN Relief Agency.
It's a camp in which women have died of childbirth for lack of medicine. Children have died of malnutrition. So things were bad, and things got worse when the fighting engulfed the camp. It's inhumane, and that's why we're saying there must be political action to make sure that civilians are protected and that the siege of Yarmouk can be lifted.
Meanwhile, the UN Children's Agency says some 100,000 people have been displaced in the conflict in Yemen. UNICEF says this puts children's health at risk and interrupts their education. The Shiite Houthi rebels tried to strengthen their positions in the port city of Aden and to the west. Witnesses say a foreign warship shelled targets in and around the city while airstrikes hit a base north of the city. VOA News. India says 23 countries have sought its help in evacuating their citizens from Yemen after New Delhi mounted a massive operation to bring its citizens both by air and sea. In a tweet, Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed his support to the rescue effort, saying the evacuation efforts reflect our willingness to serve our people and readiness to help others in distress. India has brought out some 3,000 people so far. About half of its nationals working in Yemen are nurses. South Korea has denounced a move by Japan to approve new middle school textbooks, referring to a disputed set of islands in the Sea of Japan by the Japanese name only. A South Korean foreign ministry spokesman says the Japanese government is in effect saying it will repeat its mistakes of the past when it injects distorted historical views and territorial claims based on a generation of Japanese who are growing up. It shows Japan does not have any will to play a responsible role as a trusted neighboring country. The South Korean foreign ministry summoned Japan's ambassador in Seoul to complain about the textbooks, which were approved by Tokyo on Monday. U.S. Secretary of Defense Ashton Carter has arrived in Tokyo as part of a week-long trip to Asia. VOA's Pentagon correspondent Carla Babb is traveling with the secretary.
Secretary Carter aims to support allies Japan and Korea while reiterating the U.S. commitment to the so-called Asia-Pacific rebalance, which involves shifting more political and military weight to a fast-growing region. Carter's trip, which includes stops in Tokyo, Seoul, and a visit to U.S. Pacific Command headquarters in Honolulu, Hawaii, comes as the U.S. and China compete for influence among Asian nations.
U.S. and China are not allies, but we don't have to be adversaries.
Defense officials say the new U.S.-Japan defense guidelines will include cooperation on space and cybersecurity. Carla Babb, VOA News, Tokyo.
Malaysia's lower house of parliament has passed a measure that revives detention without charges for terrorism suspects in a move that human rights workers decry as a step backward. Malaysian lawmakers said the government needs the Prevention of Terrorism Act that was approved on Tuesday to counter the threat posed by Islamic militants in Asia. Kenyan warplanes have attacked targets in neighboring Somalia days after gunmen from Somali militant group al-Shabaab killed 148 people at a Kenyan university. The Kenya Defense Forces says airstrikes Sunday targeted two al-Shabaab camps in the Gedo region of southern Somalia. The Kenyan president, Uhuru Kenyatta, vowed to respond to al-Shabaab's attack. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.